smoke blinded the pilot as he flicked the electronic's kill switch. The plane's gauges went dead. Flames licked the outside edges of the dash panel. Fumbling for his small fire extinguisher, he ripped it out of its rack and sprayed under the airplane's dash. The fire went out, but the cockpit filled with noxious black-gray smoke. Gasping for breath, the pilot flung open his canopy to escape the fumes. 16-year-old Robert Wright, closing the front yard gate, watched in astonishment as the plane flew overhead and went down. He ran for the old Wright family ranch house and threw open the door.
"Grandpa, come quick!" he called out. "An airplane just crashed into the orchard!"
"What?" said white-haired Grandpa Wright, quickly rising from his desk.
"Show me where. We'll take my pickup."
The five Wright cousins, twins Robert and Lindy, and their three cousins, Jonathan, Kimberly, and Tim, had only arrived at the ranch an hour before, and already there was trouble.
"Grandpa, can we come too?" Lindy called out. "We want to help."
"Then hurry and get in,"
said Grandpa as he fired up the pickup and the five Wright cousins climbed aboard. Grandpa didn't have to ask where the plane was. There was already smoke rising from the far side of the orchard. Bouncing on the gravelly road, Grandpa sped through the orchard and out the other side. They could see pieces of broken tree branches leading to a crumpled plain in the recently plowed field beyond. Black smoke was pouring from the plane's engine compartment. Grandpa Wright jammed on his brakes and got out of the truck 75 yards from the crash.
"You kids stay here, and call 911,
he directed, and ran for the plane. Amidst the smoke pouring out of the cockpit, he could see the unconscious pilot slumped over. Reaching the plane, Grandpa tried to pull the pilot out, but the pilot was still strapped in, and the smoke was getting more intense.
"Jonathan, bring your knife and help me get this pilot out,"
Grandpa Wright shouted.
"The rest of you kids, stay back!"
17-year-old Jonathan Wright, the oldest and tallest of the Wright cousins, sprinted over to the plane.
"Cut the harness straps," said Grandpa Wright. "The buckles are jammed."
Taking a deep breath of clean air, Jonathan leaned into the cockpit and started cutting a strap. Black, acrid smoke burned his eyes. He finished the strap and went for another. He had to pull his head back out of the smoke, take another deep breath, and then start again on the second strap. His dull knife made the cutting more difficult.
"Who is he?"
Jonathan gasped, finally done and pulling back again for fresh air.
"Jeb Carter," Grandpa said. "A good friend of mine. Let's grab under his arms and get him out of here before the fuel explodes."
The smoke choked them as they pulled the unconscious pilot up and out of the cockpit. It was difficult to lift the man's full weight, but they finally got him clear of the plane. Jonathan pulled the pilot up onto his back and carried him, heading for the truck. Grandpa was close behind. A hissing sound shrieked from the plane.
"Hit the dirt!"
shouted Grandpa. They dropped to the ground. With a thunderous boom, the aircraft exploded into a ball of flame. Startled by the noise, the injured pilot began to stir.
"My plane," he mumbled. "How could my plane? I just had it worked on yesterday."
As the flames decreased, Grandpa and Jonathan got back to their feet and carried the pilot the remainder of the way to the pickup. Once there, they carefully set Jeb Carter down in the front passenger seat.
"Jeb, it's Charlie. Where do you hurt?"
asked Grandpa.
"I don't know,"
Jeb replied, stunned and staring at the burning wreck.
"My plane is gone."
"Let it go, Jeb,"
said Grandpa Wright, trying to comfort the pilot.
"Planes can be replaced. People can't. And if I know Jeb Carter like I think I do..."